He nonetheless will not hearken to them on all occasions, for such a condition ought never to be overextended. Due to the fact that in his word there is nothing but Christ, Christ being all and in all, God will not permit patience or humility or even love as a thing to be prolonged indefinitely on the earth. Eventually, God will show us that Christ is patience, that Christ is humility, or that Christ is love. It is Christ, not an item that he bestows. On the day when our relationship with the Lord is truly normalized, we will naturally see how all our problems are solved. It is really not a question of patience or whatever. It is a matter of Christ. As soon as our relationship with God is fully restored to that which God has designed, our 1,001 problems will all be duly resolved. For the entire question is Christ, not a thing or things. Before God, all issues revolve around the one proposition of knowing Christ. What is meant by knowing Christ? Some people know him as their love. Other people know him as their humility. Some know more of Christ while others know less of him. In the measure of our knowing Christ as our many things is the measure of our knowing him. For this alone is reckoned as our proper knowledge. Knowing Christ is not an abstract term applied only to objective truth. Knowing Christ is both active and substantial. It is perceiving him as our things. He is our this thing, and he is our that thing. Someone may be able to rise and testify how he knew nothing about cleanness, for his heart, head, thought, and all else were unclean. But now, thank God, Christ has become his cleanness, because God has made him so. Immediately you realize that that is not a thing you possess, rather is it Christ. Since Christ dwells in you, he brings that thing to you. Not what belongs to you yourself, but what he brings in with him. This is Christianity. In view of all that we have said, allow me to frankly state that unless the eyes of a child of God are opened by him to see that Christ is his things, that person is of very little use to God, because what he has are simply his works, that which he himself does. Even though he prays and receives from God, what is his is temporary, having little, if any, spiritual value before God. Alas, how much grace which many people receive from God is but things. Some, though, receive grace with a personality. Their grace is the Son of God. Wait till one day you are able to say to God, I thank and praise you because the grace I have received is Christ. My grace is a person having a personality. Oh, let me tell you that as soon as you see such difference, you can immediately distinguish life from death. Many of the brethren can only distinguish between good and evil. They cannot differentiate life and death. The reason for this is simply that they fail to see that everything is in Christ. He is both the thing and the affair. In the spiritual realm, there is neither thing nor affair, but only Christ. If God has truly opened your eyes, you instantly begin to recognize things when you meet them. This way sounds strange, yet it is factual. A person may seem to be patient, gentle, humble, faithful, loving, warm, forgiving, and merciful, but to you whose eyes have been opened, he is merely full of things. Just as everybody can distinguish a ring from a finger, a hat from a head, spectacles from eyes, and a dress from a body, so a person can differentiate things from Christ. To the uninitiated, this may appear spectacular, but to those who perceive, it is quite simple. Whatever belongs to things is dead within and produces dead without. If anyone has spiritual sensitivity, he will sense death while doing it. The result of such external work can only be death and not life. Someone may be very nice, yet his influence is limited to the realm of good and evil, having no spiritual effect. A brother who is good-natured, patient, enduring, sacrificial, and loving may perhaps please you, but if these characteristics are only traits, they will arouse in you a sense of death. you will not be able to embrace them. On the contrary, a resistance will well up within you. No one can calculate the power of this resistance of life. Sometimes people may say a word which sounds quite well, but is nonetheless inappropriate, and it draws out from you a tremendous resistance. Say, for instance, in a prayer meeting, why do you at times respond with an amen? Because you are touched by life. A brother, as he is praying, has touched your life. You therefore spontaneously say, amen. But some other person's prayer, though it may sound earnest and appealing, produces a chilling effect within you. You long that he will cease praying, for his prayer is no different from his personality. He has something, only that something has the touch of death. A thing produces death not only in the person himself, but in others as well. There is absolutely no spiritual worth in it, for it is done by man. Since this is the situation, we can do nothing before God but to wait on Him. More and more we shall see the evil of our own works. For if we are really led forward by God, we will surely discover that He hates our works as much as our sins. To those who sin, they must perish. To those who depend on their own works, they cannot be saved. God rejects our works just as He repudiates our sins. He accepts one thing only, and that is His Son, Jesus Christ. It is Christ who becomes all things to us. Thank God it is the Lord and not I. Not I trying to be humble, but He humbles Himself. Not I struggling to love, but He loves instead. He does not give me power because He Himself is my power. Oh, brothers and sisters, I do not know how best I should say this. I especially wish the newly saved to notice this. When you are delivered from spiritual things, you will touch the Lord. It is far better for you to perceive this as early as possible. Otherwise, it will become increasingly more difficult as time goes on. The larger the heap of things, the harder you are able to see through. How must God beat you and toss you about before He is able to take away these items from you so that you may receive Christ? This, I say, God will surely do. I am waiting for the day when all things, both things in the heavens and those upon the earth, shall be summed up in Christ. On that day the word of God will be fulfilled in that Christ is all. Let me challenge you. How can you expect Christ to be all if today you do not know Him as your all? Even now Christ will become all our things. God has given His own Son to us. God has given Himself to us, so that Christ must be all to us today. There should not be any division between Christ and things. Nothing is spiritual. Only Christ is. He is all and in all. The reality of this must begin to evidence itself now in the church and with us. May we declare today that Christ is all and that He is in all. He is in my patience. He is in my gentleness. He is in my love, for He is all. How we look forward to that day when the Son of God is manifested to be all and in all. He indeed has the preeminence over all things, and then shall we know that the lessons we learn today are for use in that day. May God bless us. O Lord, we are before You asking for grace. Lord, we confess that our eyes are so blind that we cannot see clearly. Things we know, Christ, we do not know. You, Lord, seem to be rather distant from us. Things look so real to us, while Christ Himself is not that real. Lord, we truly ask You to cause us to see. May Christ become real to us. Let things pass away. Let life fill us. Lord, we sincerely ask You to deliver us from the objects which can be counted, that we may know the Lord who is a person. May the personal Lord be all our countable things. May everything in us be living and full of life so that people may see Christ when they see these things. Lord, cause us to understand how totally diverse are these two ways. How different is the way of the righteous from the way of the sinner. In like manner, how very much different is the way of a true Christian from that of a false one. There is need for much crushing. Crush us, Lord. Do not allow us to deceive ourselves, considering ourselves as having seen, though we see nothing, as having touched the way when we are far from it, as being full of life whereas we are full of things. Lord, touch us. Establish yourself firmly in us that from our inside to our outside,